Shatala da brindi che dedes. Maravagadi da voce che dedere de voce. Libra la sondi.
Hello, good morning, praise God, hallelujah. Welcome to a beautiful day. Welcome to a beautiful month. Yes, it's the first day of the month of April. It's the first day of a very new quarter in 2020. Glory to God. God gives us times and seasons for us to accomplish so much, for us to do very, very many things. And right now, you and I have amazing, ample time to accomplish so much. Ephesians 5 and verse 14 encourages us to learn to redeem time because days are evil, so that we could just, you know, be in that proper spectrum, proper perspective of things, you know, we ought to be in. And like we've shared before, you know, on this broadcast, Ephesians 5, 16, that is, you know, telling us to redeem the time because the days are evil. You know, and as we've shared before on this broadcast, everybody right now has time, all right? Time to trade, to transform ourselves, time to trade, to improve ourselves, time to trade, to catch up, to accomplish, even catch up really with relationships. I might want to encourage someone out there listening this morning. You might even want to reach out to people you haven't reached out to in a while. Just let someone know you care. Let someone know you're there. You know, just run through, okay, who's in one city that has been shut down, who's in one country, you know, that has been, you know, not now, there's too much gist going on stuff already, all right? And you are not an appointed medical agent. Even if you are, there's too much information. You spread love, you spread faith, you spread hope, all right? Three important things the Bible tells us about faith, hope, and love. So this season, encourage someone, spread faith, spread hope, spread love. Don't just always put up, okay, so a number of people are dead right now. Talk about people recovering. Don't just say, oh, this is going on and that's going on. No, talk about the word of God, all right? No matter what the devil throws at us, God showed up before the enemy came, all right? So people have different analyses. Okay, what's happening? Why is God making this happen? I know that, and I've endeavored to just not want to talk about too much stuff, you know, because, listen, what you hear goes a very, very long way, okay? All right, so what you hear goes a very long way. So listen to faith stuff. Listen to hope stuff. I'm not saying false hope. No, God's hope is not false, all right? Men's hope, the hope that men give you is false, all right? But God's own hope, there's hope in God. So God said to you, Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the thoughts he thinks towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that future that you hope for. So God's hope isn't false, isn't fake. No, 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 no. So put together this season the forces of faith, hope, and love. But once again, welcome to that new day. It's a new day, first day of a new month, first day of a new quarter. I believe you're grateful to God, you know, for a number of things in your life. I believe that you're excited about this season. So allow me to leave you for the next maybe 2-3 minutes with this beautiful song by Travis Green. I like the song, all right? It says, my soul, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh my,
oh my, oh my soul.
Reign for.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to those of you in the nombre de Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, our soul sings, hallelujah, our soul sings, our soul sings, our soul sings. Someone out there needs to, you need to tell yourself like the psalmist said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, why are you talking to your soul? Why should you? Not because your spirit always has joy. Your spirit is always excited. But your soul is where, you know, we give room. The soul is where we give room to hurts and bitterness and depression and their mood swings. But you could tell your soul, bless the Lord. Boy, bless the Lord. Girl, you talk to your soul. I refuse to be downcast. It's a new season. No matter how things look, when men say it's not working, I'd say it's working. Why? Because I have the assurance from God's word that I can speak to the mountain. But what if I speak to it and it's not moving yet? It's that it seems like it's not moving. Not because it's not moving. The mountain will move. You speak to it, you keep your faith going, and then you find how to feed your faith, strengthen yourself, and you tell that mountain, I'm standing here, you are the one moving. Welcome once again to the Morning Faith Boost. I believe each day when we get together, there is that boost. Glory to God to your day, that boost to your faith, and yep, you could grab a cup of coffee. Glory to God, and have a great time with us. So yesterday we talked a little more about Ephesians chapter 1, who we are in Christ. And I kept saying, you know, I'm a new man. What about you? There's just something important about knowing who you are, who you are. Your self-esteem should not be attached to your house, your car, not even to your beautiful wife or your very handsome husband or your very, you know, fulfilling job and all of that. You are who you are away from all these things. You are who you are. You, yes, that maybe your hair is not as long as you want. You, yes, that naturally your eyelashes are almost gone. You, yes, that right here, right now, you just aren't tall or whatever it is. It's you, you fall in love with you, because there is the physical you that you get to see and interact with people or interface with people. Then there is this deeper spiritual you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We're changed. That means you need to look into the mirror and say, this is me. This is the real you. Listen, I know you know that when people die, the bodies finally get separated from the spirits. All right? The body's buried. We stand around that body. We cry, you know, the burial ceremony. We drop the body 6 feet down. But the person, the real person, isn't there. We know this, all right? We know this when it comes to, you know, burials and people dying and all of that. However, we don't seem to live in this reality every day. Now, if that one that is dropped right there into the coffin is not the real... Now, yeah, part of me, man, is spirit, soul, body, okay? Yes, but if that one dropped in down there is not the one that would always never die, then why spend all my life, most of my life, all my days, most of my days defining myself, defining my life, defining my status, defining my relationship based on that guy? Now, yes, give your body the lift it needs. Make it look as good as you want. Do all that, but never at the detriment of your spirit. So the identity of an individual comes primarily from the spirit, primarily from who God says you are, what God says you are. You've got to look into the mirror and see yourself. Maybe someone told you you're not good enough for him, so he breaks up with you. Hell, I know it hurts. Oh, it will hurt. Shed your tears. Oh, but be like David in 1 Samuel chapter 30. After they had captured his wives and children and that you know, the wives and children of all the soldiers that were with him. Bible said they lifted up their voices. They wept until there was no more strength to weep. You want to cry? It's all right. Now you don't have to cry over too many things. I'm just saying, if you want to cry, it's all right if you want to, if you choose to. You know why? Because, listen, okay, so David ended up crying, but the crying didn't solve it. And he made it worse, you know, when the guy said we're going to stone him. Now they blamed him for everything. It's always easy to blame people for what's going on around us. So you need to read the story for yourself in 1 Samuel 30. Very interesting. I know some of us know the part I'm about to make reference to. The Bible said, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. Then he told the priest, you know, to bring him the ephod. And then he inquired of God. He asked. Now listen, so he encouraged himself. That means he took himself away from feeling blue, feeling sad. All right. And then he began to stir up joy within his own soul. He encouraged himself. So many times you think, oh, but nobody's here to encourage me. No, when there's nobody, you've got yourself. All right. You are your own number one cheerleader when there's nobody else. But the truth is you've got God. He's your biggest cheerleader, really. He's the one at work in you both to will and to do. So you're not all by yourself. Never, never, ever is the believer alone. Never, ever. You've got innumerable company of angels. You've got the Holy Ghost living inside you. Hallelujah. So your confidence this month, your confidence this new quarter should be in God and in all he said about you, please. Should be in him and in all he said about you. So David encouraged himself. So at the end of the day, the tears didn't help. So yeah, sometimes it makes some people feel good. Well, don't take too much time whining and wallowing in it. Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. But hope you understand that it's not daytime, nighttime. So it's not okay. So if I cry like 9 p.m. at night, once it's like 6:30, 7 a.m., 7:30 in the morning, joy is going to come. I know you've been there where by morning you're still crying. Night you're crying. Next morning you're crying. Next night you're crying. Next morning you're crying. Weeping endures in the night. Night represents seasons of darkness, seasons of gloominess, seasons of confusion. Joy comes in the morning. Morning represents light. It represents illumination and revelation. So once there's revelation, why cry? You know there's no need to cry. So because now already, listen please, Jeremiah 29:11 that I made reference to earlier says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a future and a hope. So if you already have that revelation, even when something goes bad, there's no need for weeping may endure for the night. You already have revelation. So you are already in your morning. Then maintain joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll give you another scripture. You know, Romans chapter 8 tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God. Physical things, circumstances work together for good. All right? But it's God at work. If you pick it in context, we're talking about the fact that we are restricted and limited, but the Holy Ghost helps our weaknesses. Okay, verse 26, 27. The Holy Ghost helps us to pray, helps us intercede, to make intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. All right, with groanings that cannot be uttered. That's Romans chapter 8, 26 and Romans chapter 8, 27. 28 then says, and we know that all things work together for good. Not just all physical things. Yes, those physical things and circumstances. But all the energy of God, the angels, the Holy Ghost, the power, the wisdom of God. Everything has to work together for your good, child of God. So if you know that things are going to work together for your good, even if you get some horrible news this afternoon, there's no need for weeping and enduring for the night. There's no need for night. You already have revelation. You already have light. That means you already have morning. All right, the entrance of those words gives light. All right, so you already have revelation. So if I have revelation, then I don't need to cry because I'm going to look at that thing not with the eyes with everybody sees it. I would look at it with the eyes with which God sees it. I'm saying I'm not moved. And people say, oh, aren't you feeling what's going on? Aren't you feeling bad? Oh, it's paining. Oh, da, 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 da. You're like, nope, I see beyond this. I see God working. I see God working. Everything is working together for my good. So yes, maybe your emotions kick in a little bit and a few tears drop down your face. It's okay. Don't let that sway you. Keep your faith turned on. Keep your grit on it. All things are working together for my good. All things. The power of God and also the wisdom of God. Okay? Because there are times when your faith is out and saying this thing has to work, but you need to be sensitive to the direction of the Spirit to know, go this way. Take this step. So all things are working together for my good. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved alone by the word of God. Praise God. Praise God. I believe that helped somebody right there. So we're learning about who we are, your real, your truth identity, your true identity, the real you. So in Ephesians 1, yesterday we saw verse 3, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Say, I'm blessed. Because you are. You are. This is who you are. Blessed. Oh, but I don't feel it. Yes, that's why you must say, I am what the word says I am. I am who the word says I am. I have what the word says I have. All right? The word of God is more important to us than what anybody tells us. Maybe you've made blunders. All right? Maybe the whole, you know, this whole shutdown, this whole no movement restriction all over the world, you know, is affecting plans. You've set up a number of things and they just seem to be affected. All things will work together for your good. Maintain your confession. You're coming out of this season stronger. You're coming out of this lockdown better. You're coming out of this whole, you know, stay at home, this, you can't go to the mall, you know, you can't, you know, you're coming out better. Oh, maybe a few of your business plans seem to be shaken. Oh, but you're coming out stronger. You're coming out stronger. You're coming out better. Maintain your faith. Hey, but let's face reality. No, it depends on which reality. Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. That's Proverbs chapter 18 and the 21st verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Don't speak death. Don't agree with a negative circumstance. Speak life to it. Speak life. Don't agree. Don't just say, well, it's not working. It's not working. I don't know what to do, man. This whole period, I just hope my life will not just get so bored. And then I get so tired and I get so, no. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. I'm coming out of this season stronger. I'm coming out wiser. I'm coming out better. You are a new creation. You're a new man. All right? You're Richard Newman. You're Lydie Newman. You're Benga Newman. You're Stephen Newman. You're Johnson Newman. That's your new identity. So the fifth verse now of Ephesians 1, I skipped from 4. Fifth says he's predestined us unto adoption. Six now says to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we've been made accepted in the beloved. God loves you. And we ended on that yesterday. God loves you. And he loves you the exact way he loves Jesus Christ. You're like, seriously? Yeah, seriously. God loves you the exact way. Someone says, how possible? I'm not as worthy as Jesus Christ. That's you again looking at yourself from the natural you. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're born again, then your identity is in Christ. You remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17? If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. So we read John 17, you know, yesterday. So I'll read it again for those who might be joining the broadcast today for the first time or maybe missed yesterday's edition. Now, you could always play back, okay? Just always just, subscribe, please, and then you could just run through the folders and you find the morning fables. Just click the link you have and then you find us. Praise God. Okay, so John 17, 23. I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them even as you have loved me. This is big. If this was not in the Bible, it would be difficult to say. Jesus himself said this. He said, God loves us the way God loves him. Why? Because God loves us in him. God loves us because of him. God loves us because of the sacrifice of Jesus. So when you say Father in the name of Jesus, he's not seeing the filthy, funny, scrummy, ugly you. He's hearing the voice of his son. You are accepted in the beloved. So God loves you. But I love something Jesus said in John chapter 5 about the Father loving. In John 5 and verse 20, Jesus said, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things he does, and he will show him greater things than these that you might marvel. The Father loves the Son and shows him all things he does. The Father loves the Son and shows him all things he does. So if you say, oh, God loves me, and he loves me, you know, he loves me. Yes, he does. But you need to look at Jesus and how he said the Father loves him. The Father loved him. The Father reveals things to him. Glory to God. I'm loved of God. He reveals things to me. Hallelujah. I'm loved of God. I refuse to be stranded because he reveals things to me. I will not be stranded. The Father loves me. He reveals things to me and he will yet show me greater things. Glory, glory. So it's not just, oh, anyway, God loves me. I will not die. God loves me. Everything will be okay. God loves me. Yes, and that's, you know, correct now. But I'm saying let's take it a notch higher. God loves me. He shows me things. He loves me. He reveals deep things to me. He loves me. He reveals big things to me. Glory to God. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. That's wonderful, isn't it? We're loved of God. So it's not just a pampering love. No, it's a maturing love. He will show you things. What you need to know, what you need to see, what you need to understand. So once again, I'm bold to tell you this morning, you're coming out of this whole season stronger. You're coming out of this whole season better. Your life more organized, your business, your marriage, your relationships, your finances, everything about you is coming out better. Because we have the authority of scripture. You know, Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the righteous man is a shining light that gets brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. All right? It will get brighter till the final end. All right? And the final end for the church of Jesus is when we and the Lord meet. So things must be bright for you, no matter how funny it seems. Glory to God and amen to Jesus. So in the same Ephesians chapter 1, you know, flipping back, you know, to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 of Ephesians 1 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him that works all things after the counsel of his own will. In him also we have obtained, not we will obtain. We have obtained an inheritance. So maybe you're feeling, oh, my daddy is not Dangote, you know, he's not, your daddy is bigger than that, all right? Your daddy is greater than that. So don't belittle yourself because of any music out there. Sing what the word says. I have received an inheritance. I am the heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm God's heir. God loves me. Yes, there's human wealth and there's eternal wealth. Rejoice, child of God. That great is your reward in the kingdom. And by faith, you can be learning how to move things from the realm of the spirit into the realm of the natural. I like to end, you know, on the 13th verse and then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. 13 says, in whom also you trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There's a seal on you. This is what the Bible is saying. God has sealed you with the Holy Ghost. You know what it means to be sealed? All right? It's when there's a stamp, a mark of approval on you. Is when they seal you, tamper-proof. So God has sealed you. You're not touchable. You are God's product. He paid for you. He made a deposit for you. You are sealed. So you are sealed in this season. Yes, you are, child of God. Sealed in this season. Sealed from evil. Sealed in this season. Sealed from lack. Sealed in this season. Sealed from hurt. Sealed in this season. Sealed from harm. You are God's possession. He paid for you. There's a down payment on you. And that down payment is the Holy Ghost, child of God. You are sealed with the precious spirit. Oh, glory. Say where you are. I am sealed. So I'm sealed from contagion. I'm sealed from infection. Diseases, germs, and viruses, when they come in contact with me, they die. How do you know? Because he that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you and he keeps you alive. You are sealed. Sealed from defeat, sealed from shame. You are kept by the power of God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe we've been blessed this morning. Have a wonderful day. Have a glorious day. Have a superb month of April. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Victory belongs.